when mediation ceases. Jesus is the mediator. Jesus is called the finisher. He is not only the author, he is the finisher. And I like to think of all the things he finishes. So many jobs I never finish. I just quit working at them. The heavens and the earth were finished. His amazingly profound and complete sacrificial offering of himself was finished on the cross. When he completes his mediatorial work in the heavenly sanctuary, the voice sounds out, "It is done." When the new heavens and the new earth are completed, the voice says, "It is done." Everything he sets his hand to, he finishes. And one day we will be able to see the temple of God filled with smoke. On the Day of Atonement, the censer was moved into the most holy place. When the Day of Atonement services were completed, the high priest took the censer from the most holy place through the holy place. So now the whole house was full of smoke. Then he cast down the censer at the base of the altar, and the Day of Atonement services were complete. So in Revelation 15:8, John observes the concluding act of the antitypical Day of Atonement. The mediator has finished his work of mediation. Part number one, the saving gospel, a warning message. In the first angel, we hear a voice saying, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come." That prophecy was fulfilled in 1844, October 22. The day of judgment, Yom Kippur, was reached. Till when will it be? Till 2,300 days. Till when will it be? Till the judgment is set and the books are opened. Till when will it be? The hour of his judgment is come. October 22, 1844. The everlasting gospel, not an afterthought, the eternal creation of the eternal free, the everlasting gospel by which men and women in every age have been saved, the everlasting gospel of a changeless God with a changeless message, sounds at the end festival, at the end of the age, from 1844, October 22. We are to worship God as the Creator, remembering the memorial of creation, the seventh-day Sabbath. We are to call upon all men to glorify him, because he is sitting upon his throne of glory, and the hour of his judgment is come. The gospel, salvation. Judgment, reckoning. Salvation through judgment. Judgment because of the gospel of salvation. A judgment that is a vindication. A judgment that is the establishment of the saints. A judgment that is a time of assurance because the judge is our father and the judge is our brother, the presider and the decider. This is a warning because the hour has come. The judgment is no longer future. The judgment has arrived. The judgment is current. What are we going to do? So it's both a time of scrutiny and reckoning and a time of joy. What we have anticipated has at last come. But we needn't look to it with fear, but only with happiness, because the end result is the vindication of our lives by by the testimony of our elder brother. Part number two. Grace is not unlimited, any more than mediation is forever. There comes a time, and God hath appointed that time in which he will judge. There comes a time when he which is filthy stays filthy, and he which is holy stays holy. That time is decided by the individual. God will not always strive with man. But when man finally rejects God's striving, man leaves him. God will not always seek to seal, or establish, or identify. But when man persists in moving away from God's saving activity, God will leave him. Blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is the silencing of the voice of the Spirit by the attributing to the Spirit the works of Satan, and by attributing to Satan the works of the Spirit. The unpardonable sin is the sin for which pardon is not requested. We have seen that the advocate gives the desire for forgiveness to God's people, that the advocate makes the repentant sinner repentant, that he makes him ask for forgiveness and then gives him forgiveness. But when the sinner refuses to accept the advances of the grace of the Holy Spirit, rejects them finally, then he, by his own choice, puts himself out of saving grace and places him where he is automatically rejected. Part number three, an open and a shut door. These are illustrations of opportunity. God gives man the opportunity to repent. God then leaves man if he refuses to repent. If man will not walk through the open door, the time will come when the door will one day be shut. When the virgins went out to wait, the bridegroom was coming. The time came when the door was shut. Those who had walked away from that place for whatever reasons were shut out. And this is the picture that is given. Jesus Christ is standing at the door knocking. If the Laodicean refuses to open the door, the fault is his own. The knocking is there. The opportunity is provided. The intelligence is given. The true light lighteth every man that cometh into the world. But whether we move through that open door to greater opportunity is left to us. Jesus appealed to the men and women in Jerusalem. How often I would have gathered you, but you would not. I was ready. The opportunity was there. The opportunity was often provided, but you would not. In his parable of the fig tree, Jesus Christ underlined this same thought. For 3 years, the man had come looking for fruit, but there was none. Then the gardener asked for one more year. He would fertilize it, he would dig about it, he would irrigate it, he would do everything he could. Then, and then only, was it to be cut down, should it not bring forth fruit. When the fig tree did not bring forth fruit, the fig tree was cut down. When we refuse to bear fruit, the axe is applied to the root of the tree. Part number four, final refusal. Two stories are given in the 9th chapter of Ezekiel, in the 13th and 14th chapters of Revelation. Celestial beings mark the righteous and the wicked. Those marks are called marks or seals. They are indexes that angels only can read. They go around finding those who are totally rebellious and those who are totally committed. and thus the sheep and the goats are set apart. The gospel is hid to the lost, to those who allow the God of this world to blind them. The gospel is the power of God to salvation. It's a light that shineth in every heart. So those whose eyes have been blinded are those who have chosen to stay in a Laodicean state. I will give you eyesight. But if you think you can see that you have need of nothing, then you move out of saving grace. And the point of demarcation is, as Revelation 22:11 says, registered by Christ. He that is unjust stays that way. He that is filthy stays that way. And when God, through Christ, sees that given a billion years, nobody would ever turn from sin to righteousness, or righteousness to sin, then probation closes and the sealing is complete. Part number 5, the sealing and the marking to righteousness or to evil is carried about by angels who know character and register them. Man is given every opportunity. He's given the truth. He's given the gospel. He's given light. He's given opportunity. He's patiently dealt with. But when he makes the final, irrevocable decision on his own, that is registered, and he is marked either with the mark of God, the seal of God, or the mark of the beast. One of the signs that he is on God's side is the Sabbath, which is called the seal of the living God. Focus and application, part number 6. The harvest is the end of the world. The devil sows tares, God sows good seed. They both ripen till the harvest. At the harvest, tares are cut down, bound into bundles, sealed for burning. The harvest is gathered to the garner of God. The clusters of the vine of the earth are cut down. The clusters of the true vine are gathered into the garner of God. Harvest is a result of seed sowing. The important point is what kind of seed? What kind of seed are we accepting into our lives? What kind of environment are we providing for the good seed? Good soil, stony ground, rocks. What sort of soil are we providing? As we gather together these various figures of speech and realize that the harvest is rapidly ripening, we look into our souls and we say, Lord, search me, try me. If there are any weeds, if there are any rocks, if there is any highway being beaten hard by the traffic of the world, plow it up and plant the good seed. Before it is too late, help me to bring forth the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Then when the angels come to gather, I will be gathered to the garner of God. This kind of prayer, our advocate is ready to answer immediately.